for the rest of the afternoon, I wanted to just say a few more words on what we're exploring, and invite you to again do another inquiry together in pairs. So, been talking about, in a sense, different ways we know our experience, where we learn through and we acquire knowledge. We get to know someone. And there's a way we if we have that, but also go beyond it a bit, we have a way of knowing through connection to the moment. And we often associate knowing with our heads. Many of us associate having knowledge or understanding as making sense of things, having a framework of understanding, or knowing with a kind of intelligence or discernment. But there's also a way which is perhaps less explicit, that our heart knows something. There's a way the heart knows an experience, contacts it, or receives it, kind of heart intelligence, if you like. And also we talk about a gut sense, don't we? Then perhaps they're less tangible, perhaps. But when we're meditating, I think that we perhaps have a sense of those as well. What's my gut sense right now? And I think what can... I have just been remembering this phrase that one of my teachers, Ajahn Sumedho, would often say. He'd have these reflections he would often give, and this one was the past is a memory, the future is unknown, now is the knowing. And I think what can get in the way of us connecting to these levels of knowing with the heart and gut is a reaction we can have to uncertainty is to go into doubt and feel and have a reaction to not knowing, that we somehow should come up with the right answer for the future or should know ahead of time. But I was just thinking, most of the time things are very uncertain and we're just making a best guessed sense of how to respond. And I feel with these levels of knowing, the gut and the heart, it's like that. It's just like and maybe this is the movement that needs to happen. Let's see. You know, rather than having to be sure and be right. I think the unknown for our personality is insecure, brings up insecurity, but the unknown in the momentary experience of our practice is like an opening. So if it moves away from the moment, it becomes a bit insecure. But in this moment, it's like an openness. And in fact, those three levels of knowing, they can just work together. I'm sure that perhaps that's what was happening in the moment in your inquiry this morning, perhaps. So do you know what I mean when I speak about, does that resonate for you when I speak about gut knowing and heart knowing? And, yeah. So you can't, the paradox is you can't really put it into words. It's much more experiential and direct contact. And the other thing I wanted to say before we move into the inquiry is, when we talk about like bringing in qualities of openness or allowing, we can sometimes take that as a posture that's as opposed to closing or disallowing. And that doesn't really allow us to flex as we need to, you know, to withdraw if we need to or open if we need to. So I just wanted to highlight that it's not as opposed to being closed. Because actually that's so much in nature, can't you, that they go together, don't they, in so many ways. Things open and they close. And we need to do that as well, because we need to sort of regulate what we can manage coming into our, resonating through us, if you like.